Speaker 1.
A lot of people confuse what they need with what they want. They think they really must have that bigger house, the latest mobile phone, a designer top, or some luxury food. To me, the difference between wants and needs is clear. We all only really need somewhere to live. Food and water, basic health and hygiene products, and clothes for different situations. All the other stuff is really just what we want, things that make us feel better for a time. My advice is just to ask, do I really need this? And if the answer is yes, then of course I'll go ahead and buy it. But most of the time, the answer is no. It may sound a bit dull to people who love shopping, but it means I don't have any credit card debts to pay and my apartment isn't full of useless stuff.
Speaker 2.
I used to be a complete shopaholic. All my spare time was taken up with trips to shopping malls, buying and selling on eBay and browsing my favourite internet sites. I remember in one weekend, I bought 6 pairs of trousers, 8 shirts, around 20 CDs and a new mobile phone. In fact, in one year, I changed my mobile 8 times. Every time I saw my friends, they said, "Go on then, show us your new phone." Anyway, by the time I was 20, I had debts of around £20,000. £1,000 for every year of my life. Then losing my job was the reality check I needed. I couldn't pay any of the bills. It was so scary. Now I realise I didn't really need all that stuff, and I'm slowly paying off what I owe. And I've had the same mobile phone for years.
Speaker 3. I don't really plan my spending, even when I go food shopping. I just look around and spot what's on special offer. I always go for the buy one, get one free and 3 for 2 deals in the supermarket. I sometimes end up with loads of bottles of shampoo, but I guess it's always useful. The high street is full of great value shops nowadays. I usually pop into one or two of them on my way home from work. They're full of cheap clothes and accessories, and they always have a sale rail of cut price stuff. I'll usually pick up one or two things each week. In fact, just yesterday, I bought a bag, a pair of sandals, a pair of jeans, and 2 white shirts. When I got home, I realised I already had 6 white shirts, but I can always put one or two in the charity shop.
Speaker 4. I used to be a dream customer. If I saw something I liked, I would always buy it. It didn't matter if it was in a shop window, in a magazine or catalogue, on a website, or even in an auction. See it, want it, buy it, used to be my motto. I have a good salary, and so money has never been a problem, and I've never been very much in debt. A couple of years ago, I decided I needed a bigger flat because I was running out of space for all my stuff. Then I saw a TV programme on impulse buyers like me, and they came across really badly, just like spoilt children. I decided there and then that I had to stop being so self-indulgent. I took bags and bags of things to the charity shop and stayed in my old flat. I still enjoy shopping, but I don't have to buy something every time.
Speaker 5.
I love all shopping opportunities, not because I'm a shopaholic, but because I earn a living by getting people to buy things. It's my job to make people aware of the benefits of different brands so that they sell well. Nowadays, there's a lot of talk about people being addicted to shopping and buying stuff they don't need. But what would happen if we only bought the basics in life? Our economy would suffer, workers in the developing world would lose their jobs, and life would be very dull. I'm not saying that people should get into serious debt, but to have the car, the phone, or the food that you want makes life fun. We all work very hard in this country, and not to have a few luxuries on the way would be very hard. It's all a question of balance, but we also have to be realistic. Shopping is one of the most popular leisure activities in the Western world, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Speaker 1.
A lot of people confuse what they need with what they want. They think they really must have that bigger house, the latest mobile phone, a designer top, or some luxury food. To me, the difference between wants and needs is clear. We all only really need somewhere to live. Food and water, basic health and hygiene products, and clothes for different situations. All the other stuff is really just what we want, things that make us feel better for a time. My advice is just to ask, do I really need this? And if the answer is yes, then of course I'll go ahead and buy it. But most of the time the answer is no. It may sound a bit dull to people who love shopping, but it means I don't have any credit card debts to pay and my apartment isn't full of useless stuff.
Speaker 2.
I used to be a complete shopaholic. All my spare time was taken up with trips to shopping malls, buying and selling on eBay, and browsing my favourite internet sites. I remember in one weekend, I bought 6 pairs of trousers, 8 shirts, around 20 CDs, and a new mobile phone. In fact, in one year, I changed my mobile 8 times. Every time I saw my friends, they said, "Go on then, show us your new phone." Anyway, by the time I was 20, I had debts of around £20,000. £1,000 for every year of my life. Then losing my job was the reality check I needed. I couldn't pay any of the bills. It was so scary. Now I realise I didn't really need all that stuff, and I'm slowly paying off what I owe. And I've had the same mobile phone for years.
Speaker 3. I don't really plan my spending, even when I go food shopping. I just look around and spot what's on special offer. I always go for the buy one, get one free and 3 for 2 deals in the supermarket. I sometimes end up with loads of bottles of shampoo, but I guess it's always useful. The high street is full of great value shops nowadays. I usually pop into one or two of them on my way home from work. They're full of cheap clothes and accessories, and they always have a sale rail of cut price stuff. I'll usually pick up one or two things each week. In fact, just yesterday, I bought a bag, a pair of sandals, a pair of jeans, and 2 white shirts. When I got home, I realised I already had 6 white shirts, but I can always put one or two in the charity shop.
Speaker 4. I used to be a dream customer. If I saw something I liked, I would always buy it. It didn't matter if it was in a shop window, in a magazine or catalogue, on a website, or even in an auction. See it, want it, buy it, used to be my motto. I have a good salary, and so money has never been a problem, and I've never been very much in debt. A couple of years ago, I decided I needed a bigger flat because I was running out of space for all my stuff. Then I saw a TV programme on impulse buyers like me, and they came across really badly, just like spoilt children. I decided there and then that I had to stop being so self-indulgent. I took bags and bags of things to the charity shop and stayed in my old flat. I still enjoy shopping, but I don't have to buy something every time.
Speaker 5.
I love all shopping opportunities, not because I'm a shopaholic, but because I earn a living by getting people to buy things. It's my job to make people aware of the benefits of different brands so that they sell well. Nowadays, there's a lot of talk about people being addicted to shopping and buying stuff they don't need. But what would happen if we only bought the basics in life? Our economy would suffer, workers in the developing world would lose their jobs, and life would be very dull. I'm not saying that people should get into serious debt, but to have the car, the phone, or the food that you want makes life fun. We all work very hard in this country, and not to have a few luxuries on the way would be very hard. It's all a question of balance, but we also have to be realistic. Shopping is one of the most popular leisure activities in the Western world, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.